Log
Well, hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. My name is Oscar Villegas, and welcome to Oscar Villegas' Psyche Spirited Connections. Tonight, I would love to very much to bring your loved ones closer to your hearts, if you allow me to enter to your homes and your hearts. Before that, welcome to Mike Spirit FM. My name, as I said, it's Oscar Villegas. I'm a psychic spiritual medium. I'm in the area of Bournemouth and Dorset. My website, for those that like to connect with myself, my website is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. You can follow me through Facebook. And my page, there is a button there for a Facebook. Press the button. It would be very welcome to have you, as part of my family and friends book. In the meantime, I just like to, before we start, say thank you to all the callers that are waiting. I just like to, before anything, take this opportunity, of course, to invite you to those in Dorset, in England. I have a psychic night on Friday night. That is myself, Oscar Villegas, who is a friend of mine, another medium. His name is Greg Smith. The psychic night will be on the Friday 27 April, 8 p.m. at the Kingston Community Center in Bournemouth, Midlands Road, Pilemans Park, Bournemouth. If you are interested, please, I look forward to see you there on Friday night. Then again, on June, I'll be very happy also to I lost the contact there for a minute, but I'm back again. I'm back here again. So as I said, I don't know how much do you get, but just please let me go back, just in case nobody can go what I was saying. My name is Oscar Villegas, and I welcome you to Oscar Villegas Psychic Spirit Connection tonight. I'm in the area of the Bournemouth, Dorset. This is where I live. I've been living for the past 30 years. It's a beautiful place, beautiful area. And I love it here very much. Now, I just like to very quick tell you, give you my address, my website, in case that you wish to contact with me sometimes in the future. My address for my website is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. And there also is my page is a button there for it's a button there for a Facebook. If you wish to follow me on Facebook, please press a button and they will become friends anytime. As I said to you, my friends, on Friday 27th of April, I will be having a psychic night at the Kingston Community Center in Bournemouth. That's Friday 27th, April 8 p.m. with myself, Oscar Villegas, and a friend of mine, psychic medium, Greg Smith. So if you are in this area, please, you are most welcome to come into this show. As I said to you, welcome to Mike Smith. Mike Spirit FM. This is a place where you can connect with your loved ones. And I'd like to, before anything, to tell you a little stories about my life, how it's been, how's it been my journey as a psychic medium. My journey as a psychic medium, it has been the most beautiful experience. Through my work, I met so many people. The people that I can see why we met. People that needed guidance, perhaps because they lost or they feel they have they lost their way. So many people they feel they are in this world by themselves. So many people, they walk in the streets in the day in, day out. They feel they are invisible. They feel they are invisible because no one's ever said hello to them. They feel they're becoming a known person to the world. You know what, guys? I like to ask you sometimes when you walk in the streets, just look to your left, to your right. Just sometimes, just by you saying hello to someone, just a simple hello, you'd be surprised how much can mean to somebody. I met somebody once in the streets. I was walking by, and I looked, he was coming towards me. I could feel the pain on this person. I could feel that this person was lost, knowing the loss of where he was going, but lost on his life, on his journey. As he was passing by, I said hello to him. He turned around to me and said, "You talking to me?" And I said, "Yes, of course. Is that okay? I just say hello." And he said to me, "You are the first person to talk to me for the past week. I walk these streets every day. I walk in the street to about 10, 11 o'clock in the night. People sometimes push me when they go by. More than once, almost got run over by the cars. I get insulted, but nobody ever said to me hello. Why do you say hello to me?" So I said to him, "Perhaps I felt that you need just a simple hello to make your life, to make the day much easier for you today." And he said to me, "Yes, you have made a difference to me. You have made a difference by saying hello. I'm not the invisible man, at least not for today." He said, can I check your hands? "I haven't washed my hands for the past week or so, perhaps two. Is that okay?" And I said to him, "That's just fine." I checked my hands to him. Not only that, I give him a hug. Yes, to be honest, his clothes were very dirty. He did have a smell. But that, to me, was not a problem. At that moment, I felt that by doing what I did, I had gained just one more step closer to heaven, basically. I felt so good. I felt very good. And I always say to my students, always, if you see somebody walking the street, and if you think that person needs a little comfort, say hello. Say hello. A lot of people need healing in the world. There is so much healing we need. People perhaps don't need healing physical, but mentally they do. Healing can be given to people with their thoughts. Again, a simple hello can mean a lot to somebody. So I'm inviting you, my friends, to sometimes you don't have to check their hands. You don't have to give a hug. But just be yourself and trying to make the difference in somebody. The difference that we make in our lives, that difference will make also in people's lives. I also tell my students when I teach, because I believe in angels. I believe in angels. And I'll teach my students, because most of them, they all believe in angels. Let me tell you one little story. When I first came to England, I came to England 35 years ago. I was new to the area. My two brothers were here with me. That was in London. I arrived to London. They took me to a restaurant for work. I was supposed to finish at 1 o'clock in the morning, which I did. I was only living about 5 minutes away from the restaurant to my house, or flat, or apartment, whatever you call it. I knew, as my brother said to me, when you come out the restaurant, all you have to do is just take a right, just cross the road, that's the house, that's the flat. Simple. I was okay with that. I finished working, 1:30 in the morning. I came out of the restaurant, took a right, and I started walking. I was lost. The 5 minutes, I walked 30 minutes, round and round the block, and I couldn't find the place. I started panicking. That was my first day, my first night in England, and I did not speak English at that time. So I asked for help. I asked the angels to help me, or to God to guide me, and to show me where was my apartment. I saw a male coming towards me, and I said to him, "Excuse me, can you help me?" And he said to me, "Yes, of course, what can I do for you?" And I said to him, "I'm lost. This is my address, that's my number, the house, but I can't find it. And I believe it's around here." And he pointed to me and said, "You see that flower there, opposite?" And I said, "Yes." He said to me, "That's where you live." But the thing is, I was standing before in the same place, at the same point, and that I did not see. I couldn't see that before. I said to the guy, "Thank you very much. God bless you." He said, "No, God bless you." He walked off. I turned around to look at him, and I said, "Oh my God, I don't speak English." And that guy spoke to me perfect Spanish. It took me 30 seconds to turn around when he said, "No, you, God bless you." It took me 30 seconds to turn my head back to look at him, and he's gone. Now, my friends, I leave that to you to believe whatever you like to believe. But to me, I know that that was an angel. That was an angel who came to me and to help me in the moment that I needed. Angels have come to me many, many times when I have needed. And they have helped me. And I can promise you one thing, my friends. Angels don't have to come in with the winds. Angels can become in any shape, in any form. As a human, as an animal, as a bird. How many times you've seen a feather falling on your feet? You look around, there is no birds flying above. You might say the feather was blown here by the wind, and the skepticals might look it that way. But it's a free will. It's a free will, and we can believe what we like. It's a free will, and that's what people like to believe, that they was sent by the wind, because the wind blow their feather, then so be it. But to me, I know the feather has landed inside my lounge many times, and the doors has been closed, and I know the window's been closed as well. So people cannot say, or I know that we cannot say the door was open. Perhaps because of what I do, it's easier for me to believe that yes, the spirits and the angels are with us 24/7. With me, they are. I'm very excited when I take photos, when I do my psychic night. I'm very excited when I look around, when we look at the photos, and there's covered with orbs. A lot of people say, orbs, yeah, maybe the lens was dirty, maybe it's the faulty camera, or perhaps it's always trying to find a logic explanation, which is really, we should look for these logic explanations, which I do when I look at the photos. But if you people like to take your time, you can look into my website, and there I got photos with so many, many, many orbs. And remember, the website is www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. I also am available for readings in Skype. Private readings are available from Skype. If you look into my website, there's a button there for Skype. You call me and we'll arrange the time. I can promise you one thing, that I always, always give the people or the receiver what they come for. I'm very, very proud, very honored to work for the Great Spirit. Religions are one of those things that get in our way, in the ways of the mediums sometimes. Not just the mediums, but in the belief of the people. Sometimes religion, the religion of so many believers, shall I say, or believing, is one of those things that sometimes they block the communications with the spirit world. As you know, I told you before, if this is your first time that you listen to me, then I'd like to remind you that I'm South American, born in Colombia. My beliefs, or the beliefs that were given to me by my parents, I was raised as a Catholic. Now, being a Catholic and being who I am today, perhaps it doesn't balance with the beliefs or the religion, the Catholics. However, at my late age, as I am now, and I know who I am, I believe there is one spirit, there is one God. Perhaps my God, perhaps the God that I believe on, is not the one that you believe. The God I believe on, the God I believe on, is the one I don't see. It's not the ones in the churches. It's not the one you find in the cross. It's not the one you find in the paintings. The God I believe on is the one I don't see. I do sincerely hope that by me saying this, I don't offend any beliefs. But the funny thing about this is, the world are in such a state at the moment. We are fighting all over the world. And a lot of what's going on at the moment is to do with beliefs, religions, ego for power. The belief in the religions have basically moved in so many ways. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different religions. But the funny thing about this is, at the end of the day, they believe in God. I was talking to somebody, a believer, to the opposite religion than mine. And I said to him, do you know your God? He said, yes, I do. I said, do you? He said, yes. How can you tell me that you know your God when I know that what you believe is what you've been told? Have you seen God? He said, no, but I've been told by the Bibles or the preaching that this is the man I'm supposed to believe on. Be Jehovah, be Christ, or whatever they are. I respect people's beliefs. If they believe, the Hindus, for instance, the Hindus, they got so many gods, but one of them is a cow. A cow, we eat meat, but in India, in part of India, if you walk into the street and there's a cow laying in the middle of the road, the traffic is stopped both ways. Nobody will remove the cow from the middle of the road because they respect the cow as a god. So who are we to say, don't be silly, that's not a god, that's a cow. It's a free will. If that cow is a god to part of the Indian people, then we must respect that. The Native American Indians, they have different gods. The sun was a god to them. The bird was a different god. There were so many beliefs in different gods. Whatever your religion is, whatever you believe are, whatever you believe on, I just hope and I pray that you use your religion for good. And perhaps you help those that are coming up, your children, grandchildren, to understand that religion is not necessary. When you go to church, listen to the preacher. Religion also is with us. We are a temple of God. We are temples of God. We don't have to be in churches all the time to believe in God. We are temple of God. If we respect our bodies, if we respect the humans that are around us, if we respect the Mother Nature, the animal kingdom, then we are close to God. So many beautiful things is happening in life. This world is so big. This world is so rich. And yes, we are so poor. Those that seem to have it all, they have it all. Those that seem to not have nothing are the ones that are paying for everything. But then again, we need a balance. Who is it to say what's right, what's wrong? We need a balance in life. We cannot, not everybody can be full in love. We need a balance. But so many times I look around what's happening in the world. And people saying, as I preach sometimes, I preach now, what I say in the churches, when I give my talks. So many times that people ask me, do you believe in God? And I say, yes, I do. Of course I do. If I did not believe in God, I could not be the person I am today. So they say to me, if there is a God, why God doesn't stop the killing why God don't stop the so many disasters? Why God don't do this? Why God don't do that? Why is so many killing? Why so much people with hunger? Why so many diseases, illness, this, and on and on and on? But most of all, what the people are saying is, if there is a God, why he don't stop? My friends, before I finish, I'm going to tell you one thing. God cannot intervene. God cannot intervene on us in our life because he gives us the free will. He gives us the free will, and because they give us the free will, we are allowed to ourselves to do what we do. God didn't make the guns or the bombs and give it to the brothers, give it to the humans, and said, this is a gun or a bomb, kill your brother, blow your brother. No. We're doing that ourselves. With this, I'd like to say thank you for listening to me. But now we're going to a caller. And I believe in the line we go, Kathy. Hello, Kathy. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good.
Thank you for the introduction. That was great. I was listening to you.
Oh, thank you. It's a great pleasure. Right. Yes, not just for you, but for all the callers that come in here. Excuse me. For all the callers that come here, I don't want to repeat this again. So I just like to very quick tell you how I work, because it is important. But you work very strongly with numbers, okay? Numbers are very strongly with me, and I work with them. So they are part of our lives. So, for instance, if I was to say number 2 to anyone, number 2 means 2 days, 2 months, 2 years, 2 children, or the month of February, which is also the month, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, to start with, as I said to you, that's why I give you the number 2, because I want to give you the number 2. Can you connect with the number 2? Please, connection with you. I want to see more like a 2 children rather than 2 months. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I feel very much, I got a lady who's coming here very, very close to me. Now, the lady who's coming so close to me with this moment, I feel a mother link coming with this lady. Do you understand, please?
Grandmother.
Okay, mother link above your mother.
Or my mother-in-law. I was very close to my mother-in-law. I called her mom.
But in the spirit, yes?
Yes.
Okay, because I want to bring mother, because as a mother-in-law, they don't come out as a mother-in-law. They come to us as a mother. If we have a good connection with this person, we'll come as a mother, rather than mother-in-law. She's coming here she's coming here quite close to you, just saying to you, she is very happy. She's very happy that you have made a connection. I don't know if you been many times to a medium. I don't know if you have been to a medium, but she's given the number 6. The number 6 is the month of June. Can you say the month of June, please?
No, I can't make that connection just yet.
Right. You will see her, because I promise you one thing. If she gives me the month of June, it is a connection that I want to give it. But I want to give the connection with your mother-in-law, not with yourself, but with your mother. Okay? Now,
right.
I don't know if this is a time when she made me feel like that she was rushed off into hospital. I don't know. Do you understand this,
yeah,
please?
I do.
Okay, because she said to me that's the time when she was rushed into hospital, but she knew her time was up. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, like, thank you. She likes to say hello to you.
Hello. I miss her.
Hello, yes. You do. I know.
I do.
I know you do. I know. She knows you do. She knows you do. She misses you as well. She misses you as well. Now, who is the singing voice? Who had the singing voice? Do you have the singing voice, or did she have a singing voice?
No, I've never had a singing voice. She did.
She did, okay? Because I can hear the songs coming to me, okay? And you know, it's one thing I'm going to say to you right now, because she said to me, thank you for putting the song that I put in the beginning, the arms of the angels.
Say that again.
You understand this?
I'm sorry.
She's saying,
say that again.
She's saying, she's saying thank you for the song that we play at the beginning, of the show, which is The Arms of the Angels.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
She's saying thank you because she says to me she believes in angels. You understand this, please? Great believer. Great believer. She sent to me there at the moment, she's going to, okay, she wants to acknowledge her son. You married, of course, you're still married to your son, to her son,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't know, she sent to me, she wants to acknowledge him at the moment because I feel that at this moment I feel like he's going round, round, and round, but he hasn't found the way to get out. You understand this?
I do.
Okay? Right. There's a lot happening around you guys, a lot happening at the moment, but it's one thing I like to say to you, things going to be fine. Who has the initial M, please? M?
Just my brother, Michael.
Michael, okay. That's okay, because I just want to go with the initials that she's given, okay? Because she put it a thumbs up, she said, he'll do. He'll do, okay? Now, if your brother, if she has acknowledged your brother, Michael, it's the kind of way I feel very much. I don't know if something's going on around him as well. Now, I'm going to ask you one thing. I'm going to ask you that you can see why I'm asking you. Who is going to a hospital? Who is going to a hospital at the moment? Is that with your brother, Michael?
No one that I know of. No. No one
what?
That I know
okay.
of.
Okay. Okay, what is the month of September for, please?
September is my brother Michael's birthday.
Thank you. That's what I want.
His twin Mark. Who is the other M?
There's another M. Mark and Mike. That's the twins, and that's the September birthday connection, right?
Yes.
Right, okay. Now, at this moment, I don't know which one I'm going to go for, to be honest. She said, stay here, because I'm trying to move on from there. But one of them two, I feel that what she allowed me to say is, please pay attention to the lower part of your stomach. Not yours, one of the boys, one of the twins.
Okay.
Do you understand this?
No, but they wouldn't tell me if they were having physical issues. They're very
They wouldn't
quiet.
Tell you. They're
they
very reserved.
Me.
They're very reserved, right? Now, if this is what she's giving them at the moment, that doesn't say to me this is what happened at the moment. Remember that there is no time or there's no limit, time limit with the spirit world. So this could be something that is still very much to come, because I don't feel that that's already happened. I still very much... Something that can happen, but the good thing about it is the reason why I want to acknowledge it, because I know there is not a need for panicking. Okay?
Okay.
So when the time
Mark
comes for it...
Mark has had issues with his digestive system several years ago.
Right.
Mike has not, but she's been closer to Mike. She doesn't really know Mark.
Right.
Not in the physical plane.
Right. So... Even if she doesn't know her, even if your grandma or your mother-in-law didn't know one of them two, they do know. She
right.
knows.
I understand.
She knows now
yeah.
because she is in the spirit. You are very connected with the spirit world yourself, aren't you?
I am.
Yes, and indeed, because I've just been given the sign that which I get very much when I'm talking to a psyche or somebody who is. Very much into alliance to work with the psych. Do you work with the spirit world?
Yes, I do on a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
I don't. I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium. I can't channel. I'm just trying to work my way there so I can become more in touch.
Okay. Okay. Who's Kathy?
I'm Kathy.
You're Kathy. You know what? When I work, I just don't even remember the people's name, to be honest. Because, you know, it's quite embarrassing because sometimes when I walk in my town, people say to me, hi, Oscar. And I say, hello. And I go to ask my missus, who is that person? And I get told that that person just been to my house for a reading. But I've not been rude or anything, but I don't like to keep my memory of what I see, what I, you know. Okay.
I understand.
Now, Now, what I'd like to say to you here, because it allowed me to see the connection with you and with the spirit, I'm not here to recruit anyone. I'm not here to say to anybody, guess what? This is what you should be doing. No. It's a free will. However, I must to point it out to you that, yes, there is a very strong communication with you, and you know that your grandmother is very close to you, don't you? Your grandmother from your mother's side? You understand this, please?
She wasn't close
you
to
were
any
very
of
young.
Her grandchildren, but I miss her a lot as well.
Okay. You do. Okay? Because sometimes, even if we were not close to them, they come in with a, you know, the only thing they want to do is help us in the physical, because they can see that we need a help. So because they know that you at the moment, you're going through a very sticky time. Do you understand this, please?
Yeah.
Okay? So it's just kind of way they say, please do not worry. Don't worry, because I feel very much things will change. And as the days go by, things will change, very, very slow changing, because I feel for the past three and a half years, things been quite sticky in the family. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. But you know what? I always say one thing. There is the light at the end of the tunnel. Always. There is the light at the end of the tunnel. Some people seem to have more than others, but it's part of their learning, part of being human. That's why we get so much. Now, I see your reunion here. I see what they show me here is, I don't know what exactly you are, but what I see here is a big canopy or a big tent. Shall I tent? But I don't want a tent. I want to say that, yeah, a tent. But I don't know, God, is a wedding coming in the summertime?
A tent.
Yeah,
is,
it's
is
like
a what coming in the summertime?
It's a wedding it's a wedding or reunion or some kind of celebration. But I see a lot of people, a lot of yours, your loved ones, getting together. But I see you guys in somebody's garden, something like a marquee.
Well, yes.
In the marquee.
When I go home to see my mother in July, I'm planning on a large picnic with all the family in a state park that has a very large, beautiful garden.
Excellent, because that's where I was going to go, through the marquee with the garden, a magnificent, magnificent garden. So, guys, it's a kind of way they say July is looking good to me, because as you said, it's a reunion with your loved ones. But as I place in here, why do I feel that your father's in spirit?
Both my fathers are in spirit, my biological father and my second father.
And you,
I don't like to call him my second father.
No, because
he's the father.
Absolutely. So the your daddy is the boss in the spirit, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel very much this. Well, to be honest, at this moment, I felt I don't know the difference between one another, because they're both coming with lots of love. Okay, but it's a kind of way they say to me, they will celebrate with you as well. They will come in to celebrate with you. And your dad, your biological dad, wishing your mother a very happy birthday. So I don't know, your mother's birthday is in August?
October. Mine is in August. Hers is in October.
Yours is in August. Okay. Because they sent you happy birthday for August as well. Okay?
Okay.
So if your birthday is in August, then I'm happy with that, because they are acknowledging the month of August as a celebration. Where's number 21 for, please?
My youngest daughter just turned 21.
Your youngest daughter just turned 21. Because
yes.
I like to give it the biggest pink flower that you can imagine. Okay?
She is so full of love. She is so full of love, so that is so appropriate.
Oh.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Because
she's at a difficult part in her life, a difficult time in her life, but she is so full of love. I just keep praying she's going to see that
and work
through this difficult time.
she's going to be fine, okay? She's going to be fine because I feel very much the flower that been given here. It's a beautiful flower. But you know what? The flower keeps color, changing the colors, okay? Then when they change the color, it's a change of life. Then that's what I understand by changing the colors of the flower. It's a change in life. But the colors are magnificent, magnificent colors. At the moment, what I can see is red color, okay? Red color also gives me the impression for healing, which is healing being sent to her daily, daily,
thank
daily.
Thank God. But she's just been diagnosed with a dis-ease that is not very nice. So thank God they're sending her healing power and healing
that's
energy.
That's why they're giving you the energy.
Because I keep praying for that.
That's why they're sending to you, to her, the healing with this flower. The flower is one of those flowers that, you know what, I wish I could describe, I wish I could draw, but unfortunately I cannot draw. But
me either.
You know? Absolutely.
I understand.
You know, but I remember once when I was at school, my teacher asked me to draw a cow, where the cow is becoming like a pig, I believe, because, you know, they both seem to have horns and everything. But I draw a pig with a horns. Would you believe that? Because that's me. That's
see, that would be so something that I would do. I
well,
can't even draw stick so, people.
So there you go. You and I were together. So, yeah, this is kind of where so they're just giving you that beautiful flower as a healing, but the healing will be sent to her because, as you said to me, she just been diagnosed with this. But please tell her to be strong. Remain strong because I feel very much she is a strong person. She is a strong character. But tell her not to give up. Don't give up.
Okay?
Don't give up because they are very much with her. They sent to me Wednesday. Now, I don't know if she was born on a Wednesday. Can you remember?
No, I don't remember. I remember the date, but I don't remember the day. It may have been a Wednesday. It was.
They said to me she was born on a Wednesday, and they gave me
that's quite possible. Yes.
And they give me the 7. Now, when they give me the 7, I don't know if the 7 of the day, the day would be the 7 of the month, or would it be 7 p.m. or a.m.?
P.m.
P.m. Because that's what they give me the time when she was born. She was born, this girl was born with a, unfortunately, I would say, when she was born at, they allow me to see that you have few little problems with her. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, but she's not been a problem herself. She's not a problem at all. She's just at the moment, she's going through a change of life, shall I say. Very young for change of life. But the one thing I must say is, I do see you. I do see... she's not pregnant as well, isn't she?
No, the disease they diagnosed her with involves all of the female parts.
Okay, now I understand why they give me the pregnancy in here. Okay, I didn't want to acknowledge this, to be honest. I didn't want to say, well, there might be. Did she been told that she might not be able to conceive?
That's possible. Yes.
Okay.
Depending on what direction this goes in.
Right. It's only one thing I come to say to you. Anything is possible in life. Anything. There's so many times I met ladies that come to me and they say to me, that's not possible. I've been told I cannot have children. 2-3 years later, guess what? This is my boy, this is my girl. So please never disregard the possibility of her to be able to give you a grandchild, okay?
Will never discount that because it took me 12 years to get pregnant.
There you go.
I understand that.
There you go. I arranged my case. But that is one. That's one thing I feel. That's why I feel. Please don't. don't give up. Tell her not to give up the belief that one day she'll be a mother. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Another thing I like to acknowledge here is, I don't know if you go, now the car I'm looking here, you drive, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Now the car I'm looking here at the moment, now I don't know if this is you I see in the car, but the lady I'm looking with this car, the way I'm looking at you at the moment, I will see about 5'6", 5'7", give and take, and quite slim, but you go quite, no straight hair, but wavy hair. Do you understand this? Is that you?
That's my oldest daughter.
That's your older daughter? Okay.
It could
now,
be me, but she's the one that's got the wavy hair now, and she's 5'6", and I'm 5'5".
Okay. Yeah, okay. I understand. Right. So please, I understand. Perhaps another opportunity, perhaps another time we will have the opportunity to continue this call, because I feel very much, because somebody else waits online, and I have to really say we've got to come to the end of the night. So, Kathy, I will say thank you very much for talking to me tonight, and I will wish you a very, very happy life, and I hope that everything on your way, and I hope that you get what you're looking for, okay?
Well, thank you, but don't leave me with my oldest daughter. Everything's okay, right?
You go my Facebook, and my website is a Facebook there. And add me as a friend, and I'll talk to you. There is nothing wrong with her, I promise you, okay?
Okay.
She's fine.
There.
Just one thing I'm going to ask you. She drives 4x4?
No.
Good.
Her fiancé does.
Her fiancé does?
Yes.
Right. Ask me as a friend on Facebook and I'll talk to you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Kathy, God bless
been
you.
So
and
helpful.
God bless. My pleasure.
God bless
you. Take care of yourself. God bless you. Bye-bye now, Kathy. Ladies and gentlemen, friends, wherever you are, I'd like to say to you, thank you for calling tonight. And please don't forget that you can always follow me on www.oscar-clairvoyant.com. That's a place where you can very much get in touch with me, really. In the meantime, I'd like to say thank you to the spirit world for allowing me to make this connection tonight. And to you guys who are listening, I'd like to thank you as well for allowing me to enter your homes. God bless you all. Bye.